24, check Hot Rod Racing in the 2200 block, West Jefferson, XL1 PM, KMA 394.
5-6-1 reporting in service. Starting mileage 9872. 9872.
1-5-6-10-4. Mileage 9872. 6:02 p.m. Unit 5-6 in service on the night watch.
This is Don Reed, a police recorder. At the moment, you're riding in Detective Unit 5-6. And that was Sergeant Ron Perkins reporting us in service on the night watch. While you're with us tonight, just remember, I'm recording this as it happens. And the people you meet are not actors. You see, this is it. This is real. This is Nightwatch.
Nightwatch, the actual on-the-scene report of your police force in action. There are no actors. There is no script. Every voice, every sound is authentic. The investigations are recorded as they actually occur. Night Watch, presented with the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, W.N. Hildebrand, Chief. We switch you now to Detective Unit 5-6, somewhere in the field, and to police recorder Don Reed.
We've been cruising along one of the main highways here, Sepulveda, and just a split second ago, we passed one of our traffic units that has a car stopped with quite a crowd of people around it. The officers flashed their lights at us, indicating they wanted to talk to us, so right at the moment we're in the process of trying to turn around and get through this traffic and head back.
Now
we got a clear shot. And here's a quick look now. We have several young people gathered around an old make car.
Here we are.
All the juveniles, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them.
Officer Paul Good coming over to give us the lowdown.
There's a 14-year-old boy driving the car. He crawls in the back seat. He's so intoxicated, it's not funny. Had a bottle of wine laying on the back floor about half.
Who are all the kids? Who are they blocking?
Down the housing project. A couple of them are niece and nephews of his. The other are just neighbor kids.
Elderly man getting out of the car. Walking away. Staggering.
Traffic right here so you don't get hit.
Step over here.
Who are all the kids? Any relatives of yours?
My nieces and nephews.
What's who is driving the car?
My nephew.
Do you have a driver's license?
No.
Is this your car?
Yes, it is.
How much have you had to drink tonight?
About 2 beers.
About 2.
Do you think you're in a proper condition to be with these teenage boys and girls, letting a 14-year-old boy drive and have no driver's license?
Yes, sir.
You think you are? You can't even walk a straight line.
You can't even stand up without swaying.
I imagine it could.
Let me see you stand up in the middle of the car here. Stand aside, away from the car. Put your feet together. Put your feet together.
Man, that's great. You're waving right now.
Let's talk to the uniformed officers.
You want me to get the unit down here and we can take these kids home?
Yeah. They all live around here?
They all live in the house, right?
Back to our radio car.
5-6-1, do you have a unit available for some transportation?
5-6, roger.
5-6, if you have the unit, meet us on Sepulveda. Right opposite the drive-in theater.
5-6, roger. 5-6, standby. Unit calling, repeat.
I'll take that. 5-0.
5-6, 5-0, we'll meet you.
5-6, 10-4.
Well, it's okay, boy driving the car.
How old are you, son?
14.
14?
Yeah.
You have a driver's license?
No, sir.
How come you're driving the car?
Huh?
How come you're driving the car?
He asked me to drive.
How long have you been driving the car?
About 2 weeks.
About 2 weeks?
Yeah.
How many times have you actually been behind the wheel of a car driving it?
About 5 or 6 times.
5 or 6 times? This relative of yours?
This is my uncle.
Your uncle? Where have you been tonight?
Huh?
Where have you been?
We went up to get some hamburgers and stuff. We're coming down here to get some gas because it's empty.
Did he drive it all tonight, or did you drive all the way?
No, sir. He drove a little bit.
How much did he have to drink?
I don't know how much he had to drink.
Did you see him drink anything?
Yes, I saw him take one drink, and that was all.
What was he drinking?
Wine.
Wine?
Yes, sir.
Wine and beer.
Subject out of the car again. Wheeling. Officer has him by the arm.
Now, will you give her a chance to take the children all home?
No, sir. We don't want him scattered all over the highway. You let him drive all the time?
Yeah, he's a very good driver.
Very good driver, but he has no driver's license. He's only 14 years old. People want to get spread out all over the highway and have ambulances coming down picking you up? It can happen. People don't value your life very much.
Uniform car pulling up. I think we'll provide transportation for our young friend.
Like the juvenile driving without a driver's license. Book him.
You want your car left here and locked up, or you want it impounded and towed in?
No, sir.
What you want to do?
Let them take it on home.
No, there's none of them going to drive it. They haven't any of them got any driver's license.
Well, we got our 7 juveniles. Pack them in the back of the extra police car here. There they are, piling in the front, the back seat, through the doors and the windows, you name it.
Sergeant,
you got a nice big carload.
Yes, I am.
Now we got one more.
Hey, you're going to get a deep quality kid.
There you go. There's our car pulling the fire with dogs.
Hey, didn't that kid say you'd wreck somebody in the movies?
Yeah. You do look like somebody in pictures.
The poorest pilot.
Very funny.
Come on, I'll buy you some coffee.
Five, 6 to 1, we're tearing back in service.
One to 5-6, 10-4. 5-6, will you return to the station? Madlock and Southwick have a burglary suspect in the bureau. They request you assist in the investigation.
5-6, roger. We're rolling. Be in a few minutes.
What some people will do to get out of buying a cup of coffee.
Southwick and Madlock are down to the burglary detail. Said a young fellow came in a little while ago and wanted to cop out to some burglaries. Says his conscience is bothering him.
Hmm. Well, that's a new angle. This is burglary detail. Detective Bureau. Going over reports at the desk. Detectives Hal Southwick, Hugh Madlock. In the chair, 14, 15-year-old boy. Perspiring. Nervous.
This is your first time. Never been any trouble at all.
Not a curfew.
But I mean, have you ever been brought in and booked?
No, sir, I haven't.
Okay, son. You want to tell us about it?
Well, we're walking along the alley, and says, is this taking this photography place, you know? I said, no, I can't pull that now. I don't do that. He says, oh, come on. He says, it's a full plan, you know. So, you know, we got a ladder. And top of the roof, you know, and I'm by the scale line. And I put the ladder up to him, and I went up the ladder. And he put a through the glass, the ladder, and then he climbed down and I climbed down. And we got a bunch of shirts and stuff like that.
What all did you take?
I got about 9 shirts. And he got some socks and some shirts.
Now, have you been in any other stores or anything like that?
No, sir, we haven't. He went to the bakery and got 3 pies and come back.
That was
up
the same night?
That was the same night.
I see.
About 45 minutes before.
But you went into the other store with him?
Yes, sir.
And you're how old?
15, sir.
15. That's the truth, and that's all you know about it.
That's all I know, sir. That's the truth. Everywhere I told you the truth.
You would have when you get tied up in gas like that? Meet you right in the middle of it.
I'm done.
You get the short end of the deal, and on top of it.
That's what everybody told me.
That's yeah, like that, he's going to give you nothing but trouble. He'll give you what he thinks you deserve, and that's all.
Well, you used to have him cooperating. That's what we wanted.
Be good. That's the smartest thing you ever done.
I'll try to help you now. I don't know whether we can do anything for him. I'd help you.
He's got a very belligerent attitude towards police.
He's a boob, man. I mean, he don't know how to get. I mean, he don't know when he's run off. And
get rid of you.
You want to go with them, son?
Yeah. He's very good.
Madlock and Southwick. Armor on the boy. Escort him out of the office. He'll have to be detained until the investigation is completed.
That would be that clothing store down in Overland that was not covered last week, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Here's a picture of the second guy. Recognize him?
Yeah. He did some time on burglary here recently, didn't he?
That's our boy. Detective Bureau Perkins. Okay. All right, I'll pick him up and meet you here in about an hour.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Why don't you go on over with Southwick and Madlock while they take this fellow's house?
Okay, you want to tell Britt I'll meet him in the garage in a couple of minutes?
Yeah, he'll meet you in the car. I'll see you.
I'll be back.
Okay. Take care of yourself. You know, I don't worry about you. Yeah.
You are listening to Night Watch and following the activities of a detective unit on its tour of duty. Remember, the people and sounds you are hearing are real, and the investigations are recorded in the field as they actually occur. We'll bring you the final results of tonight's action at the conclusion of Night Watch. And now we switch you to Detective Unit 5-6, somewhere in the field, and your police recorder, Don Reed.
Perkins is in the other end of town picking up the second suspect. We're moving into the area of his home right now. Briefly, this is what we have to do. Inform the parents. Check out the house for stolen property. And here's the house. Quiet neighborhood. Up the walk. Someone's home. Lights on. Well, this house is familiar. We were here a few months ago to pick up this boy on the same charge. Burglary. I can know why Perkins wanted to pick the boy up alone. After his first rap, they became pretty good friends. While he's in the other end of town doing that, we're checking out his house.
Yes. Come on in.
Mother of suspect. Small, petite.
That's my husband.
Young.
Detective Manlock.
Father, house slippers, pipe, holder.
I've had nothing but trouble with my son, that's what it is.
There you go, more.
You got a little more, I'm afraid. At present, told the city on a burglary charge.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's been working with him. I've been working every day, and I've lost 150 in finger on back, and... And he's giving the kid everything that anybody can give, except time. I have no time to give him. charges? What's he done? What did he break in?
This boy doesn't mind his stepmother. But in all my life, I've never seen a boy that ignores discipline like this boy has.
He hates all authority. I mean, I can't beat him. He's too big. I've whipped him a couple of times, but it's too late. I mean, you know.
He didn't give us quite a bit of trouble.
I knew that he was getting some money somewhere. I told him, I said, son, you either got to go to school or you want to get a job, and you can't, on a dollar a week I give you for allowance, which you do nothing for. I said, you're getting to be a bum. And I said, I don't like bums. And you're just going to have to settle down now and make up your mind what to do.
Well, they broke into men's clothing store and bakery shop over here, and they made two other attempts.
Can we look his room over?
Yeah.
I don't think it's very clean.
Well, we don't care. We just want to see what's in there. We still got it. We recovered half of the clothing.
If I gave him some
kind
of himself and cleaned up his room, I mean,
he's just one of those kids.
Moving into the young suspect's bedroom.
You got the best dad in the world.
He knows everybody. Everybody's trying to help him, but he's a kid that he wants. He's got a will to fail. He wants to fail. He just wants to be a failure, I guess. I don't know.
What's the name of the
Well, we took about 30, 40 shirts.
Oh, no.
Four shirts and these blue denims.
Madlock, digging in the closet.
Well, I've bought him some of those.
Here's one of the shirts in there. Now, here's one of the shirts. We want you to look at this so you'll...
Well, I believe you. I tell you, I know that I get in trouble. That's one of the shirts.
You recognize
that
shirt?
That's brand new. I've never seen it.
Answer everything,
well, that is one of the shirts that was taken in the burglary. You can see the tag is still on it.
I told you. I told you.
I mean, no use to cry.
Father breaking down. Handkerchief. Tears.
Boys are nothing but the force of trouble.
Well, you just have to learn his lesson.
Yeah, but it's too very sad. Of course, when he's stepping in, I can't feel like he does. He isn't my boy. And the way he talks to his dad, I thought the way I dislike him. He tells his dad to put on the gloves, he says, and I'll fight. He just has that bit, you know, respect.
I don't like him, I'll be honest. We've talked to him so many times.
Well,
that's all right, sir. We understand. I mean, you're entirely my friend. We're sorry we have to come and do this, but...
We understand.
Eddie, you're doing it. Turn the kid up straight.
Trouble. And we have had 100 different tips on him, but we haven't picked him up because we've just been waiting.
Well, I'm glad you didn't catch him on dope. That's what he's picked up in West Los Angeles. He's high on something. They think it was for Richard. I don't know. But, I mean, a 14-year-old kid, this is something out of my ken. I don't understand it.
Well, honey, there was, excuse me. 14 or not, he didn't even do it all.
You're wrong on that.
We know that.
I was in the hospital in operation. I had some white painkillers. They disappeared.
Is that what this is?
Well, that's the stuff he's been taking.
Hey, you know that.
Any type of ball.
Well, I had 25 Benzedrine that my doctor prescribed for me. I was working 12 hours a day at that time. That's 2 years ago. I put him up in the mess. Yeah, I took one of them. It didn't appeal to me. I mean, I knew I was overdoing something. And so, they were there, and they gone. I didn't think...
Well, he certainly likes it. And why?
You see anything there that looks like something might be hidden?
Hey, I've never seen these before in my life.
What? No, those are expensive Argyle.
I don't know, but they were right here, but I've never seen them before. Look, here's some more. Brown.
What is it?
Yeah,
they're
new socks on.
I have several pairs of socks. Those are
from the farm. Gathering up the evidence. Socks, shirts.
Well, boy, it's in your hands now. I was hoping somebody... I didn't want it to be this bad, but I was hoping they'd pick him up and send him up to Norwalk for some psychiatric treatment. There's definitely something the matter with that kid's mind.
You are a witness of the fact now. That we
all right, I found it. I saw you find it.
Shirt.
I agree with you.
Medium size.
I know he's up to something. I knew it when he was out.
You see the tag on
it
and everything.
Yeah, I see it. I can identify it when it's brought up.
I want you to make sure because...
Oh, you're not framing them. I saw you take it out, eh? You guys are not that guy. I mean, I never did go along with that.
Stuff in a case like this. You see this pair of socks, too.
Yeah, brand new thing right on it. Brand new thing.
Esquire socks,
yeah.
$1.
Yeah.
Purple and black. Mm. Lavender and black.
Yeah.
Well, we'll take
that
one.
Back. He's in there.
Well, is he in Culver City now?
He's in Culver
City. I had him on a felony charge, so we're going to have to
hold him. Okay. Better off there he is here. I'll be honest with you. Well,
thanks very much for your cooperation.
Okay. Right. Back to our car. Stolen property in his possession. Solid case against the boy. Well, Perkins should have him in custody by now. Let's get back and talk to him. This is the Detective Bureau. Madlock and Southwick upstairs listing the evidence. Officer escorting the young suspect into the office. Small, little fuzz on his chin. Probably just started to shave. Ducktail haircut, peg leg pants. Smiling. We met before. Sergeant Perkins staring, leaning back in the chair. Deadpan.
What did you tell me about it?
I didn't even do it.
Didn't do what?
What they're trying to put on me. I bought them and they won't even go over and try and get them. At the factory clothing line.
How many did you buy?
I bought my pants and a shirt and about 3-4 pairs of socks.
You're cold. You're dead.
What?
They got you right smack between the eyes. No ands, ifs, or buts about it. I'm not kidding you.
I know.
Not giving you one way, shape, or man, or anything else. You went into the clothing store, you went into the bakery.
How do you know?
What do you think he's in jail for?
Well, am I going to stay in jail?
Sure.
He's going to... Can I go home until I go to court? How come? I'm going to go right to juvie, huh?
Remember when I talked to you before?
What'd you say?
I told you about staying out of trouble.
Yeah. I'm learning.
What'd you do it for? I thought this time that you were going to straighten out.
Mm-hmm.
What do you
do? I need money.
You didn't get money for the clothes, you gave them away.
What?
You didn't sell those clothes, you gave them away.
I didn't give them away.
Did you sell them?
No.
Well, were you going to?
No.
You said you need money, but you didn't take money. Did you take any money out of the bakery?
No, I was hungry. I didn't have no money.
What did you do?
I don't know.
You knew what it meant. Can't say if you haven't had a break in the past.
Yeah, I know.
This is one time that I hit my job.
Yeah.
It's the time you don't get paid enough. You never will. I've seen you around town a long time, watched you grow up. Makings in the world of being a good guy. Sorry that I couldn't give you more time. Work with you longer and harder. There's only so many hours in a day and so many days in a week. There's so many kids to work with.
Yeah. You're the only person who ever tried to help me.
Occurred on the night watch. And now back to police headquarters and Chief W.M. Hildebrand.
Tonight's first investigation involving the intoxicated man and seven juveniles resulted in the adult being booked drunk in auto. The final case of the two boys arrested for burglary resulted in opposite sentences. The boy that voluntarily came to the station and confessed his part was given 2 years probation because of his cooperation and it being his first offense. The second suspect was on probation from two previous burglary convictions and was sent to a forestry camp. This investigation differed from the usual because of the personal element involved. In discussing the case with the arresting officers and the Juvenile Bureau, they are in agreement that the home conditions are playing a big part in this youngster's leaning toward a criminal career. Lack of companionship, understanding, and just plain lack of love and affection. When this boy is released, he will be at the crossroads of life. You can legally force a parent to support a boy, but you can't order love and understanding. Every effort will be made for this cooperation, but in the final analysis, only time will tell. If we have reached just a few parents tonight, then we have a meaning for Night Watch.
Thank you, Chief Hildebrand. You have been following the on-the-scene reports of your police force in action. Every voice, every sound has been real. Night Watch, brought to you through the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, is produced by Sterling Tracy and Jim Headlock, with technical advice by Sergeant Ron Perkins, and is described in the field by police recorder Don Reed.